Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today we have a very, very special guest with us. And as always, to us, to the Lizzie T Radio Show, we always have special guests because to us, everyone that comes here to the Lizzie T Radio Show is a very, very special guest. People that we have met and people we have made amazing friendships and people that we value and we appreciate in whatever is that they do. Today we have a writer. We've been having a lot of writers lately, but this lady is special. And first of all, before I introduce my guest, I want to take a little bit of time, as always I do, to thank my listeners, to thank people all over the world that are listening to us right now. We are live. Today actually is Wednesday, July the 17th. And I want to thank you because we've been getting tons of emails and support and people asking us to sponsor the Lizzie T Radio Show. So we really appreciate your sponsorship and support. If you want to reach us, our email is radio@lizt.ca. It's radio@lizt.ca. And again, I want to thank you for liking us in Facebook because we've been having over 2,500 and some odd likes on our fan page. I apologize to the listener for not able to update our website as often as I can, but I promise I will be updating with the links and with the taping of every show. As you know, every show is recorded. So if you didn't have time to listen to us live, our shows are there. The people that we interview, information is there. And if you missed the website, I post them on the interview, on our fan page, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on YouTube, and also on our website. So I will be playing right now a song from one of our invitees that we had just a little while ago. As I mentioned before, we are willing to play any artist's music. If you need a little bit more exposure when it comes down to your music, Lizzie T love to be able to play your song. This show, by the way, is being sponsored right now by Whole Fitness Canada, wholefitnesscanada.ca. If you're looking for a place to exercise, a very different place to exercise, give Michelle a call. Whole Fitness Canada, thank you so much for sponsoring this show. And here is Adele's song.
Why me? Why me? Lord, why me? Why me? Why not do? Why have to go through the change?
Come to this,
Lord, no, why me?
that was the song from Deli Hokey, and he submitted his song, and he's been asking to play for us to play his song here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, so there you have it. So here is a bio from Jessie Alec. She is our special guest today.
Jessica Alec, born in Montreal and raised in Toronto, Canada. Jessica Alec has had a lifelong interest in learning about different cultures. She always had a passion for writing and drawing, and was able to amalgamate her interest in her debut book, What If the World Had No Colors, published in 2012. With a bachelor's degree in sociology and anthropology from Concordia University, the issue of race and ethnicity that brought her to undergraduate studies. Alex Hope is in writing this book. She is able to use the main characters of Tanya to explore different issues of racism, bullying, and prejudice. Her hope is that all who read this book will learn to appreciate one another, no matter who they are and where they come from, and to live in color.
And without further ado, here are a special, and if you are looking at Blog Talk Radio pictures right now or on Facebook, the beautiful Jessie Alec. Jessie, how are you this evening on this beautiful and hot
very hot
day?
I'm
how
good.
Are you, sweetheart?
I'm really good. I'm really excited that you're having me on your show.
Oh, the pleasure and the honor is all ours. I've been wanting to interview you for a very long time, and this is a perfect opportunity. You've been writing for a very long time, and I had the opportunity to meet you and to be with you a couple of times, and you have impressed me. Definitely, you're an exceptional young girl. I have to say, because I feel a little bit like a mother towards you. I have two little girls of my own, and you are such an amazing lady that we definitely had to talk. Now, tell us, the listeners are all listening, and by the way, if you have a question right now, our chat in Facebook is open, so just write your question. If we have listeners right now that are listening live, we love to have Jessie answer. So tell us, how did you become interested in writing children's book?
Well, I've been writing ever since I was a little girl, writing and drawing. So it's always been a passion of mine. And this particular book, it just came to me, the idea, and just started writing, and the words were flowing, and that's basically how it came about. So it wasn't anything that I planned on doing. It just happened.
It just flowed. You were
yes.
always the person that liked to learn, and you liked to draw, as I read by your bio. And
yes.
This is not your first book, I hear.
Well, this is my first published book. And I do have
mm-hmm.
some other books that I've written as well that I would like to get published this year. So I'm really excited about that as well, getting the other books out.
Fantastic. And I have no problem. I have no doubt that you're probably going to be able to do so and to have those other books published. Now, why the subject? And I know that there's a controversy in that subject, but why the subject of racism?
It is definitely a controversial topic, even here in Canada, because I find that we don't really talk about it that much here, like as though it doesn't exist. You know,
mm-hmm.
growing up in Canada and being born in Canada in school, we always learn about we're multicultural and whereas, let's say, the States, they say the States is the melting pot, but Canada is the mosaic, so we appreciate everyone that comes here, and we embrace different cultures. So racism mm-hmm. isn't really something that is talked about that much, at least for me growing up, but it is something that I've witnessed in so many different forms, whether it was with myself, with my family, and just different people in general. So it's something that I thought is a topic that needs to be addressed. And
mm-hmm.
the way that it came out and the way that I wrote it, it was perfect for children. And I think it was a good age for children to learn about it. You know, those are the most important years for people as they form and become adults. You know, it's usually their character comes from their experiences as children, right? So that's basically mm-hmm. Basically why I decided to write this book and publish it.
Fantastic. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, my motto is tell us who you are, what to do, contact info. And for the listeners right now, if they need to reach you or they need to reach your website or your fan page, where can they go?
Well, there is a million ways to get in touch with me. So I'll start with my website. It's www.uponastarbooks.ca. And Upon a Star Books, of course, is my company. I decided to start my own company to publish my books. So that's one way. And also through Facebook, the Facebook page is Upon a Star Books, Inc. So you could just search that and you'll find us. We also have a Twitter account is at Upon a Star Books. And then I have my personal Twitter, which is at Jess_Alex88. And they'll also be able to find me that way. So there's a couple of ways to get in touch with me. And for the email, it would be info@uponastarbooks.ca.
Fantastic. And for the listeners, I just have put in on our fan page at the Lizzie T Radio Show the links to onceuponstar.ca. So if you need to read her, the link is right underneath the recording right now. If you are listening via Facebook, the links are there, also on Blog Talk Radio. Now, the other motto of is anything new, and you have two things new. You mentioned just a little while ago that you have started a publishing company. Now, is this to help to publish your book, but also to help other people? This is fantastic.
Yes, well, thank you. Definitely, I have an entrepreneurial spirit ever since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was always, like, starting little businesses, like, trying to sell my artwork to my family or making little jewelry and trying to sell it to my neighbors. So I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And when I was 17, I actually started my first official business, which was a newspaper, a community newspaper. And since then, now I have, of course, Upon a Star Books. And although I am publishing my own books, I definitely would like to have the opportunity to help mentor other people and get their books out and also
wow.
be able to publish other people's books as well.
Fantastic. This is great news. There's a lot of people that have that idea and then would like to work with a publisher, but it sort of looks like it's out of reach. There you come with your own publishing company and are able to help. This is great. I love entrepreneurial spirit that they're not only want to help themselves, but want to be able to mentor what you said and help other people do the same thing. And this is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. We are a network helping each other, helping women's entrepreneurs, helping people to accomplish their dream, and you fall right into that direction. This is fantastic. Now, there is also another great news, which Lizzie T Radio Show will be there for a very special and very amazing event that is happening on Sunday. Go on, can you
yes.
tell us about it?
Of course. So I'm having my first official book signing, and it's going to be held, as you said, on Sunday, July 21st, and people can stop by anywhere between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., and it will be held at Accents Bookstore. So it's Accents on Eglinton, and the address is 1790 Eglinton Avenue West. And again, that's Accents Bookstore. And you can also find them. They also have a page on Facebook.
Fantastic. And I will add the link as well on our fan page and on our website for people to be able to come and have your book signed by you and have purchase a book from you. If you're not able to make it, there's also ways that you can purchase the book via her fan page and via her website. This, Jesse, has been such an amazing honor and privilege to be able to interview somebody that has so much entrepreneurial spirit, and is you are definitely an amazing writer. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you happen to have the book close by, is there a possibility, and maybe I will take a little bit of a break right now, so you can read us a little bit of the book. Is that okay?
Sure. How much pages do you want me to read?
I would say just a couple of pages. So I will give just yes. I will get just choose what you like. I will have a break, and I'll be right back.
Okay. No problem.
OMG Events, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
And we're back. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are talking right now with the beautiful and amazing young writer, Jessica Alex, and she is going to read us a little, 2 pages of my favorite book, one of my favorite books, that will be signing this Sunday. The address and the link of the address is on the Lizzie T fan page, and if you wanted to be able to come and acquire this fantastic and beautiful book that she herself has worked on, and the art and the writing is by Jessica Alex, please do come up and be part of this amazing network. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are all about supporting young writers. And I want to ask Alex one more question before she starts reading. Alex, you were part just a recent on the Nikki Clark Show. It was a television show. How was that experience?
Oh, it was amazing. It was exciting. Just like how I'm honored to be on your show, I was very honored to be on Nikki's show as well. You both are phenomenal women, and I aspire to, you know, to be like you guys. You're go-getters, and this is who I am as well. And I'm just so happy that you even thought to interview me. It's amazing.
No, it's definitely our pleasure. Definitely our pleasure. So go ahead, and we're all listening to your book. And the name of the book again is?
What If the World Had No Color?
Go ahead.
Kanye went home angry that day, very upset. Her mom asked her why, and she said colors were something she just didn't get. Colors aren't important, she said, so why can't we all be the same? You shouldn't make your friends based on their race, their color, or their name. Tanya's mother nodded and agreed. You should have friends no matter what their race, but never say color is not a need. Tanya said, no, everything in this world should have no color. Maybe that way we would all love one another. Tanya's mother headed to the door to go outside. She turned around and told Tanya, let's go for a ride. As they started to drive, Tanya's mother asked her to look at the sky. If it had no blue and had no color, would it be pleasing to the eye? They stopped at the park, and Tanya ran to her favorite tree. She looked up and imagined the oak tree's autumn leaves. Tanya, what is your favorite thing about the tree? Mom, I love the red, yellow, and orange leaves. Would you like the tree, let's say, if all the leaves were gray? Tanya twisted her face and said, no way. You see,
that
my dear,
beautiful.
Tanya. Thank you.
That is beautiful. And, you know, I don't want to give this book away because I want everybody who is listening to us right now. And, by the way, Jessica, everybody in the world, we have people listening from Australia, the UK, Canada, and the US. And not to make you feel uncomfortable, but I'm hoping and I'm praying that everybody that is listening to us right now is able to get in contact with you and acquire this beautiful, beautiful piece of art that you have. We have the privilege of being part of it. I want to thank you so much for giving us 15 minutes, and I said 15 minutes. I lie. I'm sorry. We've been here a little bit longer than that. Of your precious time, we are looking so forward to be there at your signing at Eglinton and Dufferin, if I'm not mistaken. Again, the address will be on the website, and you can sign up and be there. Be there or be square. And
yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, for the listeners, and I know you had the opportunity to meet my little girl, and for any other little girl that is out there listening to us right now, what would be the best advice to be able to be like you, to pursue the dream of writing? What would you say that is an important tip for little girls or little boys that want to be a writer?
Well, I would say, and this isn't just for writing, anything, it's just in general, to always believe in yourself. You know, there's times you're going to have doubts, but keep believing in yourself and never, ever give up. And, you know, especially if you're a writer, just keep writing and you're going to see magic will happen.
Very wise words. Thank you so much. And thank you again. Any last words, Jessica?
Again, just thank you for having me here, and I look forward to seeing everyone on Sunday to meet everyone, and we're going to have a good time.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there you have it. That was the beautiful and gorgeous writer. And if you are looking at Blog Talk Radio and or at our fan page, I'm not lying. She is a beautiful lady. And we are looking forward to see you at the sign up on Sunday. So please come and support this lady, support this artist. If we were all to support people like herself, this world will be a better world. Thank you for listening, everyone. And thank you for being part of this amazing network here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We will be back on Friday with another special guest. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We will leave you with another song from one of our submissions from the musical part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you, and make it a fantastic, drink a lot of water, it's hot out there, a fantastic day. Bye now.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Lizzie T. Radio Show. Lizzie T. Radio Show.